My Farm. I fed Bambi's calf and looked after the chooks. And Charlie looked after the baby wombat Dad had rescued from the side of the road. He was tiny and hairless and lived in a woolen beanie beside the stove. Mum found some duck's eggs, and we kept them warm in the electric frying pan until they hatched. The ducklings thought Mum was their mother. One of my favourite times was when we had a pioneer settlement down at the creek. Bambi came with us, and we made a yard for her and the ponies. We built a hut and dammed the creek, hoping to flood the road so he wouldn't have to go to school the next day. In springtime, the ground dried out, and we were allowed to ride on the lawn again. Our best trick was galloping under the clothesline and grabbing onto it like cowboys. Bella was so quiet, we could dress her up. One day, Jake rode her into the kitchen, and she left tiny hoof prints on the lino. Maggie and I wanted to be famous. We painted clay stripes on the old black horse so people would think he was a rare type of zebra. When we went on tadpoling and fishing expeditions, the cats, dogs, and our pet sheep all tagged along. In September, it was time to bring the cattle home from the bush run. That year, Jake and I were finally old enough to go along. It took a day to ride down and muster, and a day to drive them home along the beach. We splashed through the shallows and jumped the waves.